Hampshire College. Today's date is April 20th, 2015. My name is Sarah. This is Morning Sedition, where I read you the Student Daily Digest to make sure you wake up refreshed and informed. First up, the weather. Today, it is cloudy. Right now, it is 43 degrees outside, so we're continuing that pattern of cold mornings and evenings, but very hot afternoons. Only the high today is only 54, so it'll probably be more of a, oh no, it's gonna rain. All right, it's gonna rain today. And now on, and when I say that, I mean, like, there's a 100% chance of rain. I'm so sorry. All right, so this week, there is evening research help in the library Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. No appointment needed. Just stop in at the info bar, and one of the lovely librarians will be able to help you with your research. There is a literary summer internship that a Hampshire alum named Derek Pyle is seeking. He is setting music to James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake. Please email him if you are interested in this internship. Flexible hours, work from home, no need to sell your soul. It's great. And his information is in your Student Daily Digest. There are also some other opportunities to get employed. Admissions office is hiring a media intern and a blogger. You can read the full position descriptions in your Hampshire email. La Roche College has a program called Global Development and Humanitarian Aid Training, for which the deadline to apply is today. The program offers specialized instruction in disaster relief response, sustainable humanitarian aid, and global development. Room and board at the college's main campus in the North Hills is included in the cost of the summer program tuition. So if you are interested, make sure you get your application in today. The last breakfast with the president for this semester will be tomorrow at 8:30 in the back room of the dining hall. There will be a sign-in sheet at the desk. Contact your staff advocacy committee representative if you have any questions or concerns. A candidate for the position of associate dean / director of residence life, Joe DeMaria, we'll be having a community meet and greet tomorrow, Tuesday, April 21st, in the Dakin Living Room at 2 p.m. Joe is currently the Director of Housing and Residence Life at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. As part of Sexual Assault Activism Month, there will be Denim Day patchmaking tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. in the FPH Faculty Lounge. Denim Day is an international anti-rape, anti-violence, anti-victim blaming campaign using patches made from denim jeans as a creative protest tool to fight against rape and violence in our communities and our world. Participants will create their own patches to take with them. Supplies and snacks will be provided. Mixed Nuts Cooperative is hosting a Hillside pizza tasting. Come enjoy yummy pizza from Hillside and let them know which one you like the most. Now, isn't that nice? Free pizza. And it's almost like, you know, you're a taste tester. I mean, that's just great. And that is tomorrow at the Roos Road House at 4 p.m. Mindful Activism for Earth Engaged Mindfulness Dinner will be being held tomorrow in Donut 5. At the Spiritual Life Center at 6 p.m. in celebration of Earth Week. an evening of insights, meditation, deep listening / sharing from the heart on mindful, effective activism for the well-being of our Earth, climate justice, sustainability, etc. Includes mindful eating of a vegetarian dinner. The CBD student group tomorrow will be having Megan McGarry talk about American Sign Language, ASL. ASL is the primary language of the American Deaf community, as well as the lingua franca for the deaf world. Dinner will be provided from a local restaurant, and CEL1 credit is available for attending CBD student group, and that is tomorrow in the Ash Lobby at 6 p.m. Prescott Tavern Tuesdays is continuing with its series of films by director Akira Kurosawa. This week's film is Rashomon, and it starts at 8:30 tomorrow, on Tuesday. There is free coffee, tea, pizza, and snacks. Understanding Title IX, Our Campus Policies and Processes, will be a workshop held in the Merrill Living Room on Wednesday, April 22nd at 12 p.m. Lunch will be provided. And now on to our lost and found. Someone has lost their iPhone 5 in a blue-green life-proof case. I hope you find it. Someone has lost their dark green fleecy zip-up, no hood, thumb holes on each side, and they can provide a list of items in the pockets, so if you find that somewhere around Hampshire, please return it to them. And now there are two iPhones that have been found. One is a black iPhone with a cracked screen, and one was lost at the library. And you can come by the info bar and describe it if it is yours and have it safely returned to you. Also lost at the info bar was a small musical instrument. And I like how they were vague about this because you don't even know what it was. Is it like a little recorder or a harmonica? Is it those little hand cymbals that are like really fun? I don't know, but if you lost a small musical instrument, come to the info bar at the library, give them a fitting description, and you may continue with your small musical adventures. And that's all for the Student Daily Digest today, and subsequently, Morning Sedition. I've been Sarah Turner. I hope you have a great rest of your day.